What's going on, everybody? This is Clowns on Carlo, as you know, with 4GQ TV, and we are going live with some extra thoughts on the, you know, on what we thought about E3, different things that happened at E3, how excited we were about the Amazon showcase, which was one game. Oh, so excited about that. Not. And awesome panel with me tonight. PK couldn't make it. I think Mav is having some internet trouble. Hopefully all that gets worked out. Panel tonight, we have two very special British people. Same time zone that they're in.
Yeah.
You're here for the snacks. I wish I had snacks, but I do have some video of the Xbox showcase that I'll play for you. So we have Animated Evil, who just Gears 5, France podcast, fixed his USB, and he's here. What's going on, man?
Hello, everyone, and hello, clowns. Yes, it's great to be on 4GQ TV again. I'm pretty psyched for what we're going to talk about today. Hopefully bring some energy. Only just made it, of course, because I have only just finished for the first time Gears 5, as Clown said, and what a game. What a game.
Absolutely. We have That Mama Rocks. And let me tell you real quick, she just became the community manager for an awesome site, and, you know, they do podcasts over there too. Season Gaming. What's going on, Mama?
Hi. I'm very happy today. Yay. Community manager is something that I've always wanted to do. I love talking to other people and like interacting. So excited. Haven't done much gaming recently. Oh, I'll tell you what I've been playing recently. I found a game on Game Pass. It's called Knights and Bikes. I don't know if anyone else has played that. It's so good.
It is.
It's really like enjoying that.
It's like a paper kind of game, right?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Really
game.
Good game.
And to the chat, thank you for being here. Paris, thanks for the shout out, man. Yeah, you know, the Xbox energy at the showcase on E3 was just fantastic. I mean, it was the best part of E3 energy. Everybody at Xbox was smiling. We've seen some panels that were not smiling from other places, but we won't mention those. But Xbox, everybody was enthusiastic and happy, so it was a great show, man. And then we have who I call the Hulk from Chicago. Maybe he can even play the Hulk in a movie one day in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Midway Monster. All he's got to do is like drink some green energy drink and maybe turn green or something. What's going on, man?
And grow about 6 inches. Great, awesome, fun week. Excited to be back on. Because somebody else is on this panel. We finished was Outriders. Someone forgot to mention that.
Oh, I'm sorry. We finished Outriders, by the way.
And it should be noted that for the amount of times that we got kicked, we got dumped back to the dashboard, things weren't becoming you couldn't press a button to get to the next area, resetting everything, it feels so fulfilling to to finally finish the campaign of that game. But from what we've seen, though, there's a good amount of things to do after the game, so I'm curious about that and looking forward to that. If everybody else was a Gears 5 guy, I'd be talking to Animated Evil about that that ending, man. That ending was pretty intense. It wasn't an animated, just say yes.
It was a little yes. just maybe a smidgey bit.
So, and what I feel will be because of that ending is that it's going to have to carry over into the next game. So whatever you choose, kind of like a BioShock Mass Effect type thing, you know, like, it's got to. Yeah. So,
having just come out of it, the emotions are raw. The emotions are raw, brother.
It was intense. It was intense. So I still recommend everyone get out and play that game. And Hive Busters is real fun too. You'll with the new characters. Those are the same characters that they did that. Remember when they did the that E3 with the that multiplayer level where you had to beat the gas? You know, they use those same people. So really fun, really exciting, and each one has a different ability too. Just so you know, so that's kind of cool. And really excited to get on the show. Glad to see everyone's here. PK, thinking of you. Hope everything's all good. And hope to see you next week.
Yeah, PK got stuck doing some work stuff, and then he, even though he was on a work call, he was playing some Phantasy Star Online too. I know what you're doing, PK. Okay, I know you may be on a work call, but you're still playing that PSO game.
And Mav, you know, Mav's getting too big for us, so he's just like, you know, heck with 4GQ TV. I know he is. I know you are. I know you are. There's my camera. I know you are.
Just no, kidding. I think Mav really was having some internet issues. So hopefully, I hope that gets fixed for him, man. But we also have the elusive, the work late night guy who is barely up during the day, and if he is, we're lucky he hops in party chat. Infinite, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are we doing tonight? Things have been good. Great show over the weekend. I caught everything super late, but I am definitely impressed with what Xbox showed. And I think overall E3 would have been great, would have been good on a normal year, but since Microsoft brought it in so hot, it made everything else look so bad.
Absolutely.
That's my take.
Absolutely. I agree. So just a heads up for everybody. I have my phone on because my dog is at the emergency clinic. My daughter had to bring him there. Having some hind leg issues. He's an older dog, like 6 years old now, 15 years old. So we had to take him in, and you hear the phone ring. It's only because of that, and I'll mute my mic. Then Infinite or Midway or Animated or Momo will leave the conversation. But, you know, I think that on the screen right now, what you're seeing is the Xbox E3 showcase. For me, it was the most fantastic thing. There's a lot of stuff I liked in it. But first, before we get into all the good stuff, before we get into those all the great stuff of Xbox, I want to go through the panel, and you guys can jump in at any point, any of you. What was one thing about E3 from anything that you were not impressed with this year? Like, for me, the Amazon showcase, which was one game, and nobody looked excited to be there, even though Jeff Keighley showed up. That was my one thing that I did not feel went over perfectly well. And I don't think it was the fault of the people speaking. I just feel like Amazon didn't really make it. Feels like Amazon didn't put a lot of support behind them. And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong because I don't know behind the scenes, but that's how I feel. So I'm going to start with Animated, but anyone can jump in. Animated, anything from E3 that stuck out was something doesn't sit right with this.
Yes and no. I didn't think any particular show was really, really bad. Although most of them weren't blowing the tops off. What I was a little disappointed, what I was really disappointed about was the fact that because it's all digital, it isn't in one place. It was so difficult to find which show I wanted to watch when. I'm not a massive fan of IGN. They're very good, but I don't want to watch 7 or 8 hours of them talking about things before a show comes on. So the most disappointing thing to me this year was the way that I couldn't go, this is the channel I want to watch, and there are all the shows. For Xbox, you've got to go onto Xbox. For Future Games, that was difficult to find as a start. I don't think any show was particularly bad. Wasn't really impressed with Ubisoft. It was paced okay. But as shows went, and with the situation we're in, for digital events, I think they showed up quite well. Obviously, the winner for me was Xbox because they knocked it out of the park. And Devolver was very, very interesting. That was, if you've not seen it, please watch it. It was hilarious.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
But as of calling out something that was bad, I think we're in the situation we're in because there you go. It's just difficult to say that I couldn't follow the entire day of shows because I don't want to watch 10 hours of IGN. That's the bad thing for me.
It's understandable, right? Because I mean, it almost seemed like you had the official channels and then you had all the big media channels doing the shows, talk overs or talking between. And I mean, that happens every year, but sometimes you just want to see the official stuff and not end up at the wrong channel, which it's hard on YouTube because GameSpot and IGN rank higher, and weird how it happens for E3. Mama, any thoughts on maybe something that didn't really appeal to you at E3 or something that you thought maybe disappointed you a little bit?
Who said it? I got to agree with Pong, what Pong just said in the chat, Gearbox for me. I think it was only on for about, 30 minutes? It was just a bit lackluster, really. I wouldn't say any of them were, like, terrible, but that one was just a bit,
for me. I was on the same thing. I watched it with Mav stream, and I'm just like, that was pretty like the only thing interesting about that movie was that Eli Roth is going to be directing it, which I like Eli Roth as an actor and director, but other than that, it was just it's a movie. Okay, you're doing a movie, great, boom, move on. What do you got? Nothing. Then what was the point of the show?
I think they should have left the Borderlands reveal for that one, because they didn't, did they? They revealed it at the longer one.
Yeah, so I mean, they had nothing new to show, so to me, so it was just like, all right, waste of my time.
Any thoughts? Anything that you saw that was like, I'm not interested in this anymore?
I would take the more high ground here. So let's say there was a few things I disliked, but I'm sure somebody else was just as enthusiastic about that, probably less enthusiastic about the stuff that I really enjoyed, but we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, that's fair, right? Now, man, the stuff that I loved at E3 was pretty much everything in the Xbox showcase. I thought the energy, the pacing was great. I thought the Game Pass drops were fantastic. I thought, you know, even the stuff that they announced a little bit after, like how on the you're going to be able to make comments and stuff on stories. Thought that was really cool. What's up, Yobi? You know, if you feel like hopping in, Yobi, you're always welcome to hop in, man. So for me, Forza Horizon 5 was the big deal for me. That really, I got really excited about that. I love the Forza Horizon series. I think, you know, they do a fantastic job on every single release. So I am looking forward to that like crazy. I'm looking forward to even playing games like Hades Game Pass. I think that's something that I did not expect to happen right now at E3. I thought maybe it would come later on because, you know, we did see the teases on Xbox and then they fixed the dashboard. It was like a bug or something where it showed up way early, if you remember, a couple months ago. But now that it's official, coming out August 13th, I'm excited for that. 12 minutes looks great. Got a fantastic crew of voice actors. I mean, there's just so many great things to be thankful for that. I mean, Xbox is consumer friendly and they're doing it right. They're player friendly, consumer friendly, bringing us all this great stuff. On and on. But I want to hear what you guys think too. And we'll bounce back and forth. Infinite, go to you first, man. Like what was something at the Xbox showcase that really wows you a little bit?
Well, I think, first of all, I think we're all Game Pass probably subscribers here, and probably many in the chat are. So compared to last year, seeing all the games coming out this year, I'm pretty sure everybody's super excited about what they're going to be able to play and what they're not really going to have to pay for other than that monthly subscription fee, right? Nobody's going to drop in $60 here, $60 there. Nobody's going to have to worry about, you know, if they're going to be able to, you know, choose one game or another because they're all going to come to us through that subscription service. So I think it's what made it super special this year for a lot of people on E3. Particularly, I'm really excited to see what Stalker is about, too. Obviously, the one that's playing on the screen right now, it looks phenomenal, Contraband. Right away with the record playing, the LP, and then the music, that type of genre just seems to be a good time to be.
While it's playing, I do apologize of interrupting, but this was my standout moment, I think, Contraband, because it's by Avalanche, and I am hoping for a Mercenaries type game. If anyone's ever played Mercenaries back in the day, it gives me that feel because they made Just Cause and stuff. So while this, I apologize for interrupting again, but this was the one that I thought this was the one that made me sit up and think, wow, even though it's nothing, it really is nothing. But when you look into the developers that have worked on it, you're talking Just Cause and stuff. Did anybody play Mercenaries back in the day?
Vaguely remember it, but I did play it. Vaguely remember it.
Yeah, that to me is particularly awesome. So, sorry, Infinite, carry on.
No, it's all right. And then, of course, Forza 5 was definitely a highlight at the end. I mean, Forza 4 came out September sometime of 2018, and then I think 2018 was last year they had the. Do you remember? You used to sign up to see what overall games you had for Christmas. It was like an in-year review. They haven't done it since, but I think I had like 200 something hours. It was my most played game. It had just came out a few months prior, and I love Forza 4. I still played it. I haven't played it recently, but I did enjoy it when I did. So I'm definitely looking forward to 5. Everybody says that game looks absolutely gorgeous, and I believe it's going to be.
Yeah, you know, something else I was excited to see is what we're seeing right now is Sea of Thieves with Captain Jack Sparrow. Now, Midway, go ahead and take us away on this, as I think the vet is calling me. So take it away.
You got it. I'll start with my impressions. With the Sea of Thieves thing, you know, it's awesome that they're adding it's only natural. I mean, you got to have some type of pirate story, and what's better than to partner with Disney having Pirates of the Caribbean. And from what it sounds like, you know, some money's into this because it sounds like all the actors and all that stuff. So it's really exciting. That's probably, I've never been in Sea of Thieves. I haven't even downloaded it since it came out. So this is something that is making me kind of, maybe I will finally download this game just to see how this story goes. Really enticing. Obviously, Pirates of the Caribbean is for everybody, so really really smart move on their part to finally do that. And the one thing that I noticed taken away from E3 is a lot of co-op games. A lot of co-op, a lot of multiplayer games. Something that's telling you that, you know, hey, you want to play with friends, you have plenty of opportunities to play with friends. I have no doubt that these are going to be cross-platform where PC players can play with Xbox. So, I mean, it's you can kind of see like where they're going with this, you know, not a lot. I mean, you still want single player, you can play single player. You just want to play multiplayer, like with the Halo, just the multiplayer, you could just play the multiplayer. So, my big thing though, what I really liked, really, really, really liked about the show was the Halo showing. Obviously, it's not a reveal. I was about to say reveal, but like what I got out of it was almost like a redeeming quality. Like, hey, you saw the pop in from the last showing. Well, let's just pan over and see all the NPCs walking around, all the trees and mountains and skies. There's, you know, some ships way off in the distance. Nothing was popping in. Just trying to show you guys that, hey, whatever was lacking, it's been fixed when it comes to comes to the distance, and then the scene with him going through space and moving all those bodies and seeing like how much he didn't care about the Covenant, but then when he saw a human soldier, he treated him with basically respect. And the one line that I got from when he was talking with Cortana was, he said, "The mission's changed. It always does." And I believe this was specifically picked out for, hey, not everything goes the way it's planned, but we will continue forward, figure out what's going on, and get this done. And I think that kind of like hit me pretty good. When I was like, mission's changed, it's not like last year, it's now this year. Now you're seeing, hey, multiplayer was gonna be separate. Well, now it's together, So like, it's just, I really liked the what they chose to show. And the one thing, if I don't mind if I get into this, but everyone was thinking about, where's the gameplay with all these things? Where's the gameplay with all these things? There's a lot of first time showings with a good amount of these games. When very rarely does a game show gameplay the first time. Very rarely. If it's like, I can't even think right now, but like if you basically the order goes CGI trailer, then gameplay, and all of that stuff, like getting closer to launch. That's the way I felt with Starfield. That's the way I felt with Halo. Obviously, this is the second time, but I do believe that was an in-game cutscene that we finally saw. So I do believe that it may be not gameplay, but I think that was in-game. And then you got Redfall at the end. Where's the gameplay? Well, these are first-time showings. You're supposed to get teased first, right? I mean, you see and if anybody can like read, what's going on in a trailer, then you know what it's about. I don't know what it's about. Yes, you do. You see, there's four people, four possible players, with Redfall hitting, going after vampires, and then you see the big dude in the back like trying to darken the sun. Like you see what's going on with all this. So I have no reservations about what these games are doing. And, when it comes to, like I said, when it comes to opening CGI trailers, especially with Starfield, I still don't know what it's about. Well, you see that you're going to be in space and you're probably going to be going from planet to planet, maybe even space station to space station. And, if he says it's like Fallout in space, well, you're going to have missions to do. You know what I'm saying? When people nitpick and do all this stuff, that's what kind of gets me a little riled up, because I mean, it's just, you got to come with this as a somebody with some common sense and not irrational and spoiled when you just came out with 27 games and they just showed you a timeline, a graphic showing you that all these games are coming out at this time. Well, now we got to hold them to those dates. So, I mean, that's where I am with it. The show was great. Show was good, and I really hope that everyone just show some patience, but yeah, just, take it easy.
It's worth adding midway that Starfield wasn't CGI. It was in-game. Basically,
you're right.
So it was done by in-game. Yes, I understand it wasn't gameplay as such. It was CGI in a nutshell. However, it was from the in-game engine, not made from elsewhere. It was in-game engine developed.
It was their new creation engine 2. It was their new, So I mean, that's the thing. Like you're saying, like all these trailers had little fine print at the bottom of what it is and what's in it. And so, I mean, if you see that trailer and it says in engine creation 2 engine, okay, this is what the game is going to look like. It's not, it could be on a PC. So what? It's still in the engine. And a lot of these, because now that it's exclusive, they can optimize this for the system better than if they were just doing two different systems or two different platforms, like on PlayStation or Nintendo, which is a sore spot for a lot of people. So, but now that you're specifically designing a game for this platform, it is going to be optimized the best way it can. And I have full confidence that it'll be very good and very graphically wondrous and when it comes out.
I have to make a disclaimer right now. If I suddenly drop on the screen, it's because my chair isn't playing ball at all. And suddenly it just decides to lower me. And I can only apologize.
You go from up there down to there.
Yeah. So that's, I'm just letting you know, if I sort of sink into my chair, I'm fine. It's just the gas is gone, I think. So disclaimer there, people.
To get shorter, that's
if
why.
If you see me bouncing around, I'm just trying to sort my chair out.
Yeah, right. And if you see me looking at my phone, it's just to see if how my dog's doing, because my daughter is the one that took him to the emergency room. So that's why I'm doing that. But I want to catch up with the chat real quick. There's been a couple comments here. Spook said 12 minutes has taken about 12 years to release. I'm looking forward to finally seeing it released in August. I can't blame you. I've been excited for that game for a long time. I actually don't know how long it's been in the making, but for a 12 minute game, it seems like a really long time. So I hope there's a lot of options and a lot of different endings. Did anybody on the panel feel the same about that game or looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think since its initial launch, its initial launch trailer, it looks a lot better. And let's be fair, the actors that have got involved in that are second to none. You've got so many good actors in there that are doing the voiceovers that it's going to engage you and stuff. It's been, when was it announced? Was it 2018? No, I'm sure it was before 2018. No, it was 2018, I think, so.
What game again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
12 seconds. Minutes. 12 minutes.
12 seconds. 12
seconds. 12 seconds.
12 is minutes. It 12 seconds? 12 years. 12 minutes.
Well, I'm doing the speed run, all right? So we're going to call it 12 seconds.
Doing the speed run.
12 minutes, sorry. Yeah.
I think it was 2018 when it was announced.
It was. It was.
It's been a while.
But yeah, it does look a lot better. When you think the quality of a 12 seconds doing a speed run, hilarious. when you think of the quality of the actors that are within the game, you've got Willem Dafoe, all sorts of people like that. It's been difficult over the past year and a half to get these people in a studio recording the voices. I can see why it's taken so long. I'm sure they would have wanted it out this year, but
everything's happens. Been pushed back, hasn't
happens.
It?
Everything's been pushed back. But yeah, I'm excited for it. It looks good.
Got a super chat.
Yeah.
Clowns, if you want to read it or...
You can go ahead and read it. It's from Boogeyman.
All right. Boogeyman with the generous $10 super chat. Thank you
very much. Thank you very much.
Food for thought. E3 is a pay-to-play event for devs and pubs. If they had to pay to be at the event space, I don't think we would have seen the shows we got from Gearbox, Take-Two, Bandai Namco, or Capcom. I mean, that is food for thought. I can't give that to Gearbox. I mean, if you say you're a publisher and you got all this stuff, but you're just talking about a movie, it's just hard to give them that leeway. I mean, hey, you know, I mean, Borderlands is a cult and very, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, it's a big title. So, I mean, to turn it into a movie, very, very cool. I mean, that's the trend everything's going towards now. I mean, you got the Halo series coming out on Paramount Plus. You got The Last of Us series coming out on HBO, and and now you got Gearbox doing a movie, The Witcher, which that series was really good. That first episode. Whew. So, I mean, but yeah, just, you know, everything's starting to lean that way. So Gearbox is just trying to get on that train. So Bandai Namco, I watched that one. I mean, the Dark Pictures anthology, pretty exciting. Looks good. Looks very good. But then after that, it was like nothing that appealed to me. So, I mean, obviously there's games for everyone. So, I mean, to take it into account, yeah, we are being understanding, but at the same time, if you're going to have a show for 25, 30 minutes, just about a movie, I mean, you could wrap that up in 10. So,
yeah,
but great. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, I mean, to do 30 minutes on a movie that's probably going to be like an hour and a half is already, what, one third of the movie?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
I think they've caught of it already.
Exactly. Boogie says, take that stuff to Sundance. Exactly. There's award shows for this type of stuff. Just take it over there. We want games.
Obviously, yeah. They're really excited about it, and they thought maybe we were going to be excited about it too, but obviously the excitement levels did not match up there, did they? Yeah, they would have shown had they not been super excited about it. They would have that other fluff, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I like Eli Roth, you know, the Bear Jew himself. So I mean, he's a good. He did I think the first two Hostel movies too. So I mean, he's talent. So it's very exciting to see what he can do with that. And obviously the humor's got to be over the top, especially with Eli Roth. He's awesome. So. But yeah, I'll watch it. I mean, it is what it is, but like, you didn't need to show that. I mean, people get more done in a 30-second commercial spot than 30 minutes on a showcase, you know, so.
Now, I will say though, I think the way that they previewed Fall Guys or Fall Guy, whatever, I forget if there's an, I don't think there's an S in it, but I thought that was okay.
The Party Animals?
No, Ryan Reynolds.
The movie with Ryan Reynolds. Because I'm talking about the. Sorry.
Free Guy.
Yeah. Is it Free Guy?
I think it's called Free Guy.
Yeah.
Free. Yeah. Free
oh guy. Yeah, yeah. Gosh, I haven't heard anything about that. I went to a movie like 2 years ago and saw a cardboard cutout of it. And I'm like, oh, that looks pretty cool. And then that was it. Like, I haven't heard anything about it.
But yeah, Ryan Reynolds he's a good. So I'm excited for that. I think it looks funny. I really thought that was going to be like Ready Player Number 2 or something. I thought it was a sequel at first. But no, it got me by surprise. So I was happy for
it. Yeah, he's in a game, right? He's in a game and he's like, why am I doing
this? Yeah, it's like a GTA inspired game that he's in that he comes to light that something's not right about the situation.
He can't die. Yeah. I love that cracking up. Mama, any thoughts on that?
Like yes. I love the whole presentation of what Xbox done. It was like game after game after game after game. Less talking, more games. And I love that. What is that fuzzy animal game? I'm probably getting the name wrong.
You're talking about the Party Animals? The one that looks like a human fall flat?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. They got like no emotion. They're just like...
Oh, I might get my hands on that. I'm looking forward to seeing more on Starfield. I'm reserving judgment at the moment until I see more of it. Okay. And then what other ones were there? I can't really comment on Halo because I haven't played it.
If Matt was here.
But it looks super pretty. And I'm very excited for Forza because that just looked blinding. I can't drive at all in video games, but that still looked good. I'd still play it just for the scenery, even if I crashed constantly.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, that is my takeaway. I'm excited for that. The only other thing I'm disappointed about is that... And it's not a bad thing, right? I mean, a lot of you guys predicted this. Probably every one of you on this panel predicted this, right? Y'all probably predicted that Starfield was going to be exclusive to Xbox. Well, I made a bet with Rand Outdoor and Kid Smooth that it was not going to be exclusive, that it was going to be multiplied. So now I owe them a $25 gift card each. I took the wrong side of the bet. So they did announce it. I mean, it's great for Xbox. It's great for Bethesda. It's great for the whole family. You get people into the ecosystem. So looking forward to that as well. Party Animals, it reminds me kind of like a gang beast kind of game. I don't know if you guys seen that. Seems like you can push and kill each other off objects. I think that it would be fun to knock Pong and Mav off some objects and watch them go flying. Win! I mean, we could take bets on it. I'll win at that game, you know?
I'll be the pig with the mohawk.
The vet is calling me once again, so take it away.
Did you guys see any of these indie games that are coming up you guys enjoyed?
Oh, I saw some of that. I mean,
Somerville's
indie.
Oh yeah,
he's making Somerville because that looked phenomenal.
That those are the same guys that made Inside, right?
I'm not sure. I don't know who's made. I don't even know who's making Somerville.
Do you know what? If they did or did not, it certainly had those Inside feels, did it not? It did.
Yep.
As soon as I saw those games, it just went, oh, it just looks like Inside. It really does. And that was one of the games I played the last couple of months online. I loved it. And it definitely resonated to me, that one.
The ending of it where you hear like the alien like in the hallway kind of growling and the kid gets up and looks out, and that's just like, ho, 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 ho. Like, you know, that's what caught me. Like everything else was good, but then when you saw that, there was no music, there was no soundtrack to it. So I'm kind of wondering if it's just,
they may be keeping that a little bit to themselves right now. There's a possibility.
Okay, Pong Soul saying that yes, at least one of the devs from the Inside Limbo group formed that new studio. So
there you go. There you go.
Yep. So I mean, yeah, you see the
lineage.
Fingerprints are all over. Yeah. So, yeah, really, really fun. I mean, I liked Limbo and even loved the Inside even more. Just the creep factor that it gives you. And the one thing I really liked from that was when they were running and like people are shooting. I don't know if you saw that. They were shooting back behind them, trying to stop something with like, it almost looked it almost looked like some type of like alien gun, you know, it didn't even look like a standard rifle. So I'm really, really, that really got me interested. It's almost like, you know, like the Crazies or something, you know, something happens to that small town, you know? So it caught my attention.
Oh, I'm watching this Halo footage right now, and I am in love with the way this thing looks. I'm not as big a Halo fan as maybe like Mav or some other Xbox fans, but I do like Halo because I am friends with Steve Down, so I should like Halo. But I think that this looks fantastic. I think that the multiplayer looked great. The fact that the multiplayer is going to be free. I'm a little wary on the PC crossplay on it. I mean, but we have yet to see how that's going to work and interact. And I'm not sure if they mentioned you could turn it off. I always like to turn off PC crossplay lately. But this looks good. Do you guys think that Halo Infinite looks good?
It looks great. It looks like a part, you know, I think this scene right here where it's coming up where he's talking to Cortana is now, didn't they say that it was also going to be like all like one camera shot almost? Like not very many, like if you're about to play, you'll go into his visor, but then when it comes out, the camera will pan out, kind of keep that continuous flow, which is really exciting. It's like the equivalent of the actor one shot, which if it lasts for like 8 minutes, you can see like 1917 was all basically directed to look like it was just one continuous shot, which which is not done very often at all. So that's what excites me about it, is the how it will transition. And like I said before, like I think they specifically chose the scene just not for more into the Halo story, Infinite story, but for, hey guys, you know, this is what happened. Now we're moving forward to what's going on, and we will fix and we will do all this stuff. And I thought they did a very well, very good showing that gave a lot of us confidence in the game again.
Did any of you guys join any of your friends during the presentation, whether it be on YouTube or Xbox parties or anything like that?
I watched. Like
on,
you,
on your I own or Xbox. Just
no, I was at work.
I was
I was being really naughty. I was like looking at my phone like that.
I was invited on Xbox 448's watch. So that was fun.
Yeah. So I have to say the entirety of the show is probably the first time that I've my family's not interested in none of this shit. They're really not. So the wife, the kids, they're like, yeah. I basically told them, leave me alone. I'm going to watch this show. Like, what are you watching? It's E3. They're like, we're all going out. Yeah, fair enough. Okay. So what I did, I joined in a party with a couple of close friends and stuff. And I think that made it the best E3 I've ever seen, because we could react with each other and we were excited. There was moments where I got goosebumps over games. Somebody actually cried. I think I'm not going to name names. when this person saw Forza Horizon, he said, I'm crying. He did. Tushy, I'm talking to you.
I was about to say it.
Oh, that's it.
He did. And you know what? The game gave me goosebumps because
I was with, didn't know about this.
Just because I was with close friends who I play with all the time. Now my phone's talking to me. I don't know why. it felt so good. There was moments where I got goosebumps because I was with those friends. And I think that's what Xbox and the Xbox community is about. It's just, look at the Halo video we're watching right now. It's all going to be about playing with friends, shooting them in the face, blowing them up. And who doesn't want to do that?
Who doesn't want to blow their friends?
And still look to tell about it.
Who doesn't want to blow anyone up?
Yeah, who doesn't want to?
Shoot them in the head.
And they'll still be alive.
Yes. You can do it over and over again.
I mean, yes. Yeah, I mean, it was a great feeling being with like-minded individuals, crying or what have you. But it really stunk when someone was like 3 to 5 seconds ahead. I'm not going to name names, but shout out to K-Mega 405. But he like always 5 seconds. We're like, bro, like don't say anything yet. But yeah, it's really a fun time. And this is like the only time you can like really do this. You know, like I can't think of any other time to like get on with people from across the country, multiple areas across the world, really, depending on, you know, who you were streaming with. But I mean, it's great when we're all together cheering for the home team, you know, like, look, we all have, you know, most of us anyway, have multiple consoles and multiple platforms to play on. But we all have, you know, that quote unquote preference, right? We all have that home team. I mean, Clowns lives in Tampa. He's probably a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, huh?
Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, you were born in Philly, right? So, yeah. Right. So again, home team, right? I mean, that's where he was born. If I was, you know, I'm born in the Chicagoland area and my team is the Bears. If I move to California, I'm not changing, you know, like I'm not going to become a 49ers or, you know, Los Angeles or whatever fan, I'm sticking with where I am, no matter where I'm at. This is how things are you know, were brought up with us. You know, I mean, it's, this is what, you know, everyone's got a home team for brands. I mean, I'm a GMC guy. What are you, Infinite? What kind of car guy are you, huh?
I'm a Ford guy.
Ford guy, Ford and right? Jeep. Yeah, built Ford Tough, right? So, I mean, you look built Ford Tough.
No doubt.
Am I right?
Flip one of those smart cars over. Put them in the back of carry them in the right. back of the truck. I'll help them save gas money. Hop right in.
So again, like we all, you know, and the thing that amazes me is like people, you know, like with talk, you know, talk about, well, I go where the games are. Well, that's great. That's great where you go. But like for us, we're still rooting for the home team. You know, like we want them to succeed. We want them to make our, you know, gaming lives feel better. And to be honest, like for the last three years, it's been, you know, on life support when it came to, you know, certain games and all that stuff that, you know, like when, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, they shock you. And they just gave you 27 games going into Game Pass in the next, 6 months. So, it's 6 months to a year. So, I mean, it's a really exciting time to give you hope back into the home team. You know, I'm a Bears fan, so we're always 500 or losing right now. So it kind of sucks, but I'm never going to stop wanting them to succeed, you know? So, I mean, everyone, E3 is a good time to be together and, you know, enjoy what you love, PlayStation or not. PlayStation didn't have one. You still play on Xbox. You should have watched it and enjoyed it instead of nitpick it and be, you know, clickbaity with your tweets and all that stuff just to get your clicks. And that's the one thing that, you know, like you said, Clowns, in the beginning, you know, what's one thing you didn't like about E3? Well, for me, it's not just like a certain thing that happened, but like what's going to happen out of this, because you just know there's somebody that's going to try to ruin your day, you know? So we should all just enjoy, you know, enjoy that the home team finally, you know, produce some players, right, to win, you know? So, I mean, it's a very exciting time for us as gamers and to enjoy all the gaming that we can with each other from across the world, even if we get kicked out 100 times. But other than that, you know, that was a shout out to you, Mama Rocks. You should have smiled on that.
I did. I nodded. Okay,
thank you. So, I mean, guys, enjoy it. Enjoy this time, all right?
Yeah.
Get animated.
But
enjoy the tears that Tushy's crying, okay?
But for every positive emotion we've got, there's always somebody negative that will come into your perspective and say, "Nah, it was shit." And it happened.
Absolutely.
It happened.
And you know what happens? Lock them. Get them out.
So we were in a party and it was so good. We all enjoyed it. A couple of people left. Somebody joined. Somebody else joined, and then said, "Oh, I thought that was shit." And this person's an Xbox fan and gone, "They didn't show this, didn't show that, didn't show the other." Because, well, they're 2 or 3 years out. There's no point. So it was like, okay, we're leaving. We don't want to talk to you, dickhead.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, yeah.
Yeah.
For every positive emotion you've got, there's always that one that'll go.
That'll come along and go,
yes. I got
put the mood down.
They didn't show gameplay. They didn't show this, didn't show that. Well, to that person or them people, fuck you.
Yeah.
Animator, you're really heated on this, man.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Sorry, dude.
Gotta take it down a notch there, buddy.
No, all right, but sorry, I'm done.
That's all right. No, I mean, I understand. You're a fan. You're excited for this show. You're in there with your buddies. You all pumped up. Everybody's a positive Xbox community member. And then somebody comes in. It's just like trying to wreck the party. No matter what good stuff you say, they turn around and say, there was something wrong with this, there was something wrong with that, something wrong with this. And I think we all know who it had to be.
You'll be wrong. You will be wrong.
No, it was infinite. It wasn't me.
Don't be trying to call out. Don't be trying to call out names and stuff because that would be.
Yeah,
wrong.
No, we're not going to call out names.
Yeah, nobody say Stubbs' name.
I'm a mad.
No, not that person. No,
we've got the chat going now.
I'm a mad.
That's the point. That's the point. That's the point.
I'm imagining it. I think maybe it had to be, you know, Ratchet and Clank. Okay, it came in
that's
the party.
Exactly who it was.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Yeah, that's maybe it, yes.
Yeah, I got lucky, like animated. I got to watch it at work, or I got to watch it with a group of friends. And like Mama, I walked it at work.
Yeah.
We grilled out, and I brought the projector in, brought the screen in. And I have a couple guys that are big Xbox fans. And then there's one lonely guy that's a PlayStation fan. We feel sorry for him now. He used to rub our faces all the time a couple years ago. And now I think he's coming to light. I think he's going to pick himself up a Series S next. But got lucky enough. I enjoyed it with a group of friends, coworkers, got to watch on the big screen, got stuck working the weekend, which we don't work weekends very often. So when we do, we usually make it low key and enjoyable. So we grilled out burgers. I think it was Boogie opened up a chat, a DM chat in Twitter, and had a bunch of people in there. I just kept posting pictures of the burgers and sausages we were grilling out. So that was nice. Made a spectacle out of it, and then had fun with the PlayStation fanboy that works for me. So good night.
he was quiet, wasn't he?
Poor, terrible. That's terrible, guy. Poor guy.
No, hey, but... hey! If you give it, you got to be able to take it. You know, so.
Absolutely. And he's like, he's taking it now. He's not giving it out anymore.
Well, I mean, it is all funny games. And I think that, you know, and I'm going to say this over and over again, Xbox had a fantastic show. I think, you know, all those years, everybody kept saying stuff about Phil. Oh, Phil's not doing this. Phil's not doing that. And you had all those other YouTubers that were just raging on. Oh, well, Sony's doing this. Xbox isn't doing that. You know what? It takes time to make moves, and it takes time to do all this time. Whoa, thank you so much, Boogie. Thank you so much again, brother. He says, as gamers, we need to remember and focus on the core of gaming. It's about fun. Forget the nitpicking. Forget the console war, and just be happy. You can't have fun in this hobby. It ain't for you. Sorry for your luck. And he's absolutely correct. I mean, it is about having fun no matter where you play. I love Xbox. Xbox is my favorite platform. But I played Days Gone recently through remote play, and I have loved it. I played it on my Windows 10 PC with remote play from my PlayStation, and I had a great time. So he's 100% correct. But I just want to say all these years, people were down on Phil. Phil's not doing this. Phil's not being aggressive enough. Phil's a nice guy, first of all. He doesn't need to be aggressive. Phil knows what he's doing. He's a businessman. He's been at Xbox, you know, he's been at Microsoft. He loves the brand. He's a gamer. And, you know, he played games probably a little bit before us back in the day. Probably played some, you know, old school pinball, old school arcade. I mean, he's a gamer at heart. All this time, he was just thinking, how can I make the service better? How can I make the service better? How can I make more people want to get into the service? And that's what he did. He came up and he allowed the teams at Xbox to expand and express their ideas, come up with new ways to get gamers into the platform. Project X Cloud was one. Game Pass was another. Remote Play is another. Now we can play on Android, on the Edge browser, on multiple devices. And I think Xbox has set the future, set the goal for these other companies in the future of what they need to do if they want to be on the same type of competitive level as Microsoft and Xbox. I mean, sure, we got Amazon Luna, but it's really not going anywhere right now. They may be making deals behind the scenes, but they didn't really show a lot at E3. Google Stadia is really only putting out the same games everybody else is putting out. There's nothing special there for $9.99 a month. Game Pass Ultimate is still the best deal in gaming. The second closest one is PS Now, but they still have a lot to get to get near where Project X Cloud is if they want remote play in the cloud. And I'm saying this as a gaming fan of all platforms. And, you know, to all those people that kept putting Phil down, man, just look what happened. Look what happened. It just came back at you, what, 6 years later? All this stuff was in the works for years, man. These things don't happen overnight, these multi-million dollar deals, billion dollar deals. It's not like you got a $7.5 billion, let's make a deal right now on the tip. No, it takes a little bit of time. And now we're seeing the fruit of that work. And everybody at Xbox has become inclusive as a company and organization. It's become player friendly. Everything on Xbox, you can have your family playing Xbox and feel safe. And that's how I feel. I mean, that, you know, I know I'm preaching Xbox right now. And it's not like to get out there and say that you're wrong if you like a different platform. I'm just pointing out the facts. From a business perspective, Xbox is set for the future.
I'll just say I was disappointed that there wasn't any shelves.
Yeah. You know, Mav did ask that question. I don't know if you guys got interviewed by Mav. And I thought Phil was going to bring out a shelf, to be honest with you.
No, I'm not big enough for Mav's interviews.
Just kidding. Me and you both, brother. Me and you both.
M.A.
What?
Just kidding.
You guys better step
Mav,
up again.
Love you, man.
We can make our own club.
I gave him crap about it. That was
midway, we can just we got to step on it, brother. We got to sort it out. We're gonna step on the gas, aren't we? We're not big enough. Yeah,
we will. Let's start moving.
You first. You tell me how to do it. Okay.
I got you.
What you guys I'll do is go now. Do an interview yourself. Just leave him out of it, then interview Caitlin, and then leave.
That, you got it, man.
Show how it works.
There you go.
We're gonna interview Caitlin, 3-bit lady, and Psychonauts.
And just leave him out of it.
And just
get Psychonauts in there too. Yeah.
and Looper.
Looper, yes, Looper. That's right.
Everyone else, just leave Mav out of it and go. sorry, dude. We didn't want you. No, all joking aside, massive shout out to Mav Fun Speculation and what he's doing on his channel.
Yeah,
because he's doing really, really good.
He's streaming shout out to Mav. He's streaming nonstop. Yeah. He is
big
like
love, brother.
In that channel.
Yeah, I watch that guy at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm about to go to sleep and he's just started a stream. I'm like, what's going on, man? Like, geez, you got a job? one of his streams got like over 500 people at one point. I was like, dang,
awesome. He's doing good things, and much respect to Mav. Shame he can't be here tonight.
Yeah, he's putting in the work.
He might be still in the starlight, so it's all right. Take another day off, buddy. Take another day off.
Felix says 20 years of backwards compatibility and counting. When Xbox, your gaming investment is safe. And I feel like you're 100% right. You know, I'm going to give credit to another member of 4GQTV who's part of multiple podcasts, Dreadpool. He actually said this a while ago, multiple podcasts, and I believe even on Twitter. He said, you can probably get the next-gen games from the older systems like the Xbox One X and Xbox S by doing cloud gaming. And now we see the fruit of that. Like, Xbox is trying to do that. So, shout out to Dreadpool, who predicted that. He's very good with predicting stuff like that.
Sees the trends.
He's setting the trends.
Yep.
Yeah, Mav, I think you're talking about Boogie, Mav. All right, I'm sorry. Boogie, I think you're talking about Mav. I said that backwards.
He said Boogie Mav.
Yeah. So 6 hours each one time, watched his E3 stream for the day. Yeah, dude, I don't know how Mav does it. Shout out to Mav.
The next crossover.
He's got performance enhancers.
So is there any game that you guys wish you saw that maybe just is not
Fable?
Ready? Yes. Yeah, same.
I'm not sure you I'm not sure you shouted that loudly enough, to be fair, Mama. I wasn't.
Let's be honest.
Just to make my point clear.
Something should have been there for it.
Didn't put the passion behind that at all.
No.
Fable is just as much of Xbox as Halo is. And I'm disappointed we did not see anything from Fable.
I honestly thought it was going to come on.
I would have taken another trailer. I would have taken another CGI trailer and been content. We saw nothing.
No. I think Microsoft's take, if you look at what we've seen more before that are coming out later. They've decided they've made the decision. They're not going to go, this is what we're doing in 2023. This is what we're doing in 2024. They've taken it back a bit and they've gone, this is what you're going to see in the next 18 months.
So
and,
we
that's what their E3 has been about. It's 18 months.
So we could predict that Fable is not coming out to 2023 then? Safe assumption?
As an assumption, you can assume that, yes. There may be some surprises in the next couple of months. You don't know. We don't know how long Fable's been in production and how far it is. We know that Starfield, or we guess that Starfield, if you watch Mav's videos, has been in production for 5 years already, and it's still another year and a half away. Or a full year away.
Well, Last of Us 2 was 7 years. I mean, you see, I mean, it's just, you know, you just got to kind of give the, you know, the slack to certain games. I mean, obviously, when it comes to Bethesda and Starfield, they want that thing probably to last 10 years, like Skyrim, right? So, yes. I mean, they're going to be, they got to put the effort into it. And, The Game Awards is in December, right? So I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a Fable trailer or some type of thing going on there at that point, because there's always something that Xbox puts on. Or the one thing that I would say that I didn't that I wish we could have saw was a Hellblade 2. Something with Hellblade 2, you know, not just like where we're shooting.
Did they not do something today about that? I thought they were going to do some kind of dive to that today.
They did.
I did not see that.
They did. They did with the extended. They did a little bit of Hellblade 2. I don't know if everyone's seen it or not. It doesn't show you anything more than it's difficult because the game director come on and said, "Look, we're not going to show you gameplay. We're not going to show you where we are. What we're going to show you that the person that's playing." Senua has been training for this moment for 2 years. So she's been molded for 2 years with acting and fighting and thingy so they can do mocap. However, we all know that mocap's been impossible currently for the last, 18 months. So yeah. I'm thinking that they haven't captured that essence of what the game's going to be. All right, she knows how to fight the game. The developers know how to fight and stuff, but they've been unable to capture mocap. That's it.
So probably the same thing with Project Mara too. Because
exactly,
And
can we blame them? We've pretty much got to get our head out of the clouds right now and think, rather than thinking I want this, I want that, and let's bring it down to what is realistic.
Here's a setting, but it's in game, you know.
That's exactly what they've done this evening. They were at the thing with Paris Lily hosted a event tonight with the expanded Xbox Bethesda thing. And shout out to Paris. Congratulations, dude, on being on a Microsoft stage. That's fucking impressive. Shout out to you. They did that. They did this. This is where we are with the game. And they've shown very little game information. But where they've shown gameplay, it was actually in engine and stuff. They've sort of gone over with, this is what we're doing. There's little clips and stuff like that. There's little bits of gameplay in there we can't read too much into. But it does look absolutely phenomenal from what I've seen tonight.
Well, I can probably then, because they showed the reveal at the Games Award show, I can see them doing something more extended at this year's. I can see them doing that too.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
We'll see what's up. There's like what, one or two shows between now and then, right? Gamescom and anything else besides the Game Awards show, that maybe something Xbox own their own little thing, but I don't know if they're gonna do something like that. But I could see them waiting till, you know, biggest game on the biggest stage, you know, so I could see them doing that.
There was so much they didn't show when you think about it. Like, they showed a great deal, but there's still so much they didn't show. They didn't show Indiana Jones.
Yep.
I didn't expect that.
Avowed? Didn't show
Avowed?
That.
Yeah, I didn't get to see any Avowed. Nothing about Elder Scrolls, although I wasn't expecting that. But still, that's something that's...
Jeez, that's a long way off.
I think it is, yeah. Well, when was the last Elder Scrolls? When did that come out? That's a
that
while
was Skyrim,
back, right?
Wasn't it?
Skyrim.
Yeah.
Skyrim was Elder Scrolls.
When was that? Skyrim like 2000 and... Or was it 2011?
Skyrim
so that's already 10 years
11,
old,
11,
right?
11. Yeah.
But the thing is, you've got to remember that they've been working on Starfield since that launch, haven't they? Or was it Fallout they've been working on since? And they do...
I'm not sure.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
It was Skyrim, Fallout 4, whichever.
Yeah, Fallout 4.
And then they've gone straight onto Starfield. So then they're gonna rinse and repeat that sort of thing. So you can imagine that Fallout, forget about it. And Elder Scrolls 6 is what?
It's just a long way off.
5, 6, 7. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's a long way away.
The one thing I did notice though is that they finally kind of completed the not completed, but like definitely filled in a lot of holes when it came to Bethesda or ZeniMax titles. They finally got Wolfenstein, the new Colossus in there. They finally got Doom Eternal in there. You know, they didn't have that before. So I guess whatever license came that they had with other platforms came and went, and they were able to put that on, which is definitely good for Game Pass players who wanted to, you know, because it was like with Wolfenstein, it was the first one, and then they did Old Blood and then the Young Blood, but they didn't have two in there yet. And they finally got that in there. So that's one thing that I like, is that now we have a chance to, excuse me, complete trilogies and have a more fuller collection.
I think for me, the biggest thing that was announced was about Starfield. And Sarah Bond had something to say.
And yes, it's exclusive.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you sure?
We had it visually, you know, it's an Xbox exclusive, but then we had to have it audio.
Okay. Let me just iterate about Starfield.
And yes, it's exclusive.
Okay.
So it's definitely
just to be doubly
exclusive.
We're just in case sure. Anyone in chat is wondering.
There is no question.
It is exclusive. I think.
Sorry. I couldn't resist.
Oh, but apparently some media sites are still saying that it could still possibly come to PlayStation. So
it's going to PlayStation, don't get me wrong. It's exclusive to consoles for
and
a
that's
few
that's
weeks,
another
and
that's
PC.
Another yeah, and that's another thing, like guys, why is exclusivity okay for one side but not okay for the other side?
Uh-oh.
You know, like, what?
Open the can of worms.
Football, are we? We're not going to move that goalpost. The thing is that,
like, you know, the thing that they can't wrap their heads around is that Xbox has become a multitude of platforms and not just a console. So Game Pass goes to those platforms. That's exclusive to another which is the definition of exclusivity. When it goes to a certain area but doesn't go to another, that is still exclusive. Okay, there's still exclusivity there. Game Pass is the medium you play it on, which is why it's available in a multitude of platforms. So it boggles my mind that these people, that they just can't wrap their heads around that something is not going to go to another platform, even though their platform pretty much walls everything off. I mean, they even charge for crossplay, for crying out loud. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
They got to make money somewhere.
Is it exclusive, though?
So I got some good news, everybody. My dog is now finally in the emergency room. They had him out in the waiting room for like 3 hours. Oh, finally.
Finally.
Need some positive vibes. 15 years old, man.
Aww.
Is it a diagnosis and they put him in, or do they just put him in now to diagnose it?
They just put him in now to diagnose it. But it looks to be his hind leg or something along the leg and the hip.
Yeah.
And he's a small dog, so I hope not.
Yeah, I told you I have my lab mix. She's probably about 60 pounds and she's about 17 year old now. I hear you, brother. It's getting old.
Yeah. Graphic cow. What are you saying? 2,000 dollars later. What? I'm missing some part of the conversation here. Do you see this?
I do. I have no idea what he's talking about. The vet bill.
Oh, the vet bill. Yeah, let's hope not.
Well, it is the ER for pets. You gotta be at like 500, right, when you walk in the door.
Yeah, well, we're in Florida, so they probably give a discount rate for not up to being par compared to other states. I don't know.
Oh, Florida. So you probably took it to your family practice then, right?
No. But, I'm
surprised they don't have those doctors that make house visits.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I wonder if some vets buy their license off eBay. In other news, anybody have any other thoughts or anything else they want to say on the show?
No, that's about it for me.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I think we were happy. Everybody seemed disappointed last year. And the majority seems to be happy this year. That's a good thing.
Let's do a best out of 10 score. What do you say, Mom?
Well, overall with E3?
Yeah, out of 10.
8.
Okay. Infinite?
Overall E3 or just Xbox? What are we talking?
Xbox itself.
Oh, I'll give it a solid 8.
Animated?
Yeah, I've got to give it an 8.5. I'm going to go with it. A 0.5.
Pushing the boat out there.
Yeah, pushing the boat out, yes.
0.5 and she starts spazzing out.
There you go.
He didn't give it a 9.5. He's just, 0.5 ahead of you.
I gave it a solid 9 on the Xbox 448's next podcast stream. Really, really solid show. I knew what I was looking for. I knew what I was expecting, and I got what I expected and a couple surprises along the way. So I thoroughly enjoyed the show. Pacing was amazing. I think a total of 4 people spoke. So 4 times, I think they stopped to speak. It was Howard, Hines, and then, Staten and, Bonnie, what's her name? Bonnie Ross. And
you forgot Sarah Bond.
And yes, it's exclusive.
Okay.
Was right, that
then,
again?
Then 5 times. So you got, so Howard started it, and then you got Bond, excuse me.
And yes, and then it's exclusive.
Hey.
I feel like that's going to happen every time I say Bond.
And yes, it's exclusive.
Okay. It might. let's skip Sarah Bond. Yeah, okay, let's skip Sarah Bond because I won't press that again.
Hines, Staten and Ross, and then Spencer. Also, and Spencer was on for that one more thing, which, you know, it is what it is. It was, like I said, a lot of co-op games, a lot of great, you know, times that are going to be had, and a lot that aren't affecting my wallet. So the great thing is that you don't have to worry about picking and choosing what game to buy, which is a nice thing to rest on. So, Clowns, what is your overall out of 10 grade?
Well, if we're talking about Xbox E3, I would give it a 10 out of 10 because everybody was excited. Everybody showed up with their, you know, game face on for E3. Xbox did a fantastic presentation. They showed Bolin Forza Horizon 5, which got my point from a 9 to a 10 because there's Bolin in that, and they showed that off, so I was really happy. I think Xbox killed it this year. The other thing too is that Xbox is not afraid to E3. They're not afraid to support it. They're not afraid to keep going to it for the fans. And I think that's a big deal because there's a lot of fans that look forward to E3, and Xbox, as long as they keep doing Xbox E3 is always going to be there. The moment the Xbox pulls out, you're going to start seeing other companies same. So if Phil believes in E3 and he keeps shows going, I mean, got to give the team credit there. And the rest of the E3, maybe a 7 out of 10 outside of the Xbox showcase.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the one thing I noticed, though, with, like, the Ubisoft show was I was just like, Ubisoft Connect is not coming to Game Pass, because you could definitely tell they're trying to bump up that service, definitely. So, I wanted it because their games have that same type of, RPG, type thing where there's a lot of engagement in their games. But you could tell I think they're just too big, and they're definitely trying to get that service up before they try anything else. So, but if you want to do the whole, everything else to me was like a 5 out of 10. I really didn't.
See, the thing is about Ubisoft. No, 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 no. Sorry, Sarah Bond. the thing is about Ubisoft. I didn't never think it will come to Game Pass. It won't, because they've already got so many million subscribers on PC. I just want it to come to consoles. I want it to come to Xbox, and I want it to come to PlayStation. Why not? Because I'm already subscribed into so many things. Why not? If it comes to Xbox, I will subscribe to Ubisoft, and hopefully Mr. Spencer is watching this. We don't need it in Game Pass. Just bring it on. Just get it on console so we can subscribe to it. Because every one of us is already balls deep, excuse the expression, into those subscriptions anyway. And we're all going to do it, so why not? Just bring it on. They've already got, I think, their last count was somewhere 13 million on PC and every other thing. It's not going to come to Game Pass. So just bring it on the Xbox so we can subscribe. I'd be happy with that. Thoughts?
I agree with you. I think
get it.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
especially
at what
if
Xbox,
it was exclusive.
You mean if it was Sarah Bond?
Yeah.
Nope.
No,
oh,
come on,
no, you let me
no,
down.
No.
I don't know,
so, man. You know, the thing is, too, is like, you know, with Xbox and Xbox Ultimate.
My point was, it's not going to come to Game Pass, so you're not getting the exclusive. Little ditty. Sorry.
So there should be a Mari meme going, and no, it's not exclusive. but
I can do that. Not today, but I can do that.
Make it happen. So the one thing that Xbox is really starting to do is starting to, you know how they were like TV, like back in 2013? Well, they're actually not too far off. I mean, they're making the Xbox almost like a central hub for a lot of things. I mean, you're starting to get perks. Like if you have Game Pass Ultimate, I just got a 4-month Spotify premium perk. You know, they got Disney Plus perks. You know, yep. So like Game Pass, you can get TV apps, you can get streaming apps Midway. On there.
Midway, yes. Right? Yes. I have just subscribed to Disney Plus because it was a free perk on Game Pass or Game Pass Rewards or whatever. So that bullshit works. It really does. Do you know what I mean? That's now costing me, what, £15-16 a month or whatever it is, because I thought, oh, I get a free month. I'll sign up to that and I'll forget about it.
And
I've done it. I have. Like I said,
happens all the time.
There's fucking Microsoft are rinsing me with all these subscriptions. They really are. They're fucking a lot of people are rinsing me with all these subscriptions. I don't know what's going on in my bank account right now because it's monthly. I've lost control. I really have. But you are right. And if you become to one of the consoles, yes, we will subscribe.
Of course.
Sorry, carry on.
They should try. They should talk to, or Microsoft or Xbox should talk to Ubisoft Connect and see if they can make that a perk, and maybe, you know, people will give it a shot. I mean, it's really starting to become kind of like a central hub where you can get everything you want one on the system.
Crimson Nike Gearbox is zero. I'm looking at his ratings right now. Square Enix a one. You know, speaking of one thing, before we all get out of here, right, I want to ask everybody in the panel something. What did you think of Guardians of the Galaxy? Now, I'm a comic book fan, so I'm going to tell you I love it, even if you tell me the characters looked funky or did not look appropriate. I'm going to tell you I love it. I can't wait to play it, just like Marvel's Avengers, right? So, what did you guys think of Guardians of the Galaxy? Do you think it showed well? Do you think
Can I go first?
Sure. I saw your hand go like
that. Yeah,
please, sir. Right now, so I've discussed this with a couple of friends of mine, and they're like, oh, look, it's another Marvel game, blah, blah, blah. But when you look at the video, it quite clearly states that you are playing as single player. You are playing as Star-Lord. That's what it said. You are playing as Star-Lord. It's going to be nothing like the Marvel stuff, because I think it's going to be single player with drop-in, drop-out, co-op, whatever, but hopefully. I'm excited for it. I'm not invested in the Marvel universe. I dabble here and there, but not massively invested. But this game demonstration, I thought, ooh, this is a game I'd like to play. And from somebody from the outside, that's a positive thing. If it's a single player with drop in, drop out, bring it on.
I don't mind playing as Star-Lord and having all my cast of characters around me helping me out. I don't mind that at all. I would have liked to play as Rocket though. That'd be cool. You know, I'm sure Clowns, you know, playing Biomutant, you're probably like, well, Rocket might be a pretty fun little rodent to kill around with.
Oh yeah.
Right, Clowns?
Especially with his sense of humor. He's like he's like, you know, a little raccoon Deadpool.
Right. So yeah. I mean, you know, it's just tough, you know. I mean, a lot of people are invested in the actors and all that stuff that play these characters. So it kind of turns, and that's the thing, like, you know, talking with, Derek Robertson, you know, you can tell that, like, you know, the comic, you know, it's very almost like a compliment to have somebody want to, take your work and make it into something live action. So when and it becomes mainstream, and that's the thing, it becomes mainstream and it's been out for years, people are exposed to these people, you know, playing as these characters, and then you turn back, and to avoid, you know, the likeness rights and all that stuff, you make them look like something different. And yeah, like the only thing that looked real was Rocket and Groot, like, that, you know. But it's just hard for me to like get invested in characters that I know as, you know, Chris Pine and all that stuff. But I'll still play the game. I don't know. I mean, Square Enix, we'll see more. Do you remember the release date? Did they put out a release date for that, Clowns?
No, I don't remember seeing. Wait, October? Wasn't it October?
Yeah, it was somewhere like October, November.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got time. You know, they could show a little more. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, who doesn't want to fly around in space and shoot people? So I mean, it's just it. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm being reserved on it. To, you know, so much other stuff to play as well. So, what do you think, Infinite?
I have no idea what's going on. I was reading the chat. I kid you twice. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're good.
Yes, no.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I just hope it's not the same as Avengers. That was my qualm. I enjoyed the game for what it was. By myself, horrible. With friends, great time. I just hope they don't try to do the same type of experience that they do with Avengers, they do with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, that makes sense.
I hope it's different. I hope they're not going to do it with the same game plan. And I doubt they would, but let's hope it's not similar. Just trying to rebrand it.
Aren't they still, they're still dropping characters for Avengers, right?
Yes, like, yes, yeah. They're still doing Battle Pass. They're still supporting the game. There's no doubt about it, but I just hope they don't try to do the same thing.
I think I'd need to see more on it.
Yeah, exactly. Same here, Mom.
You know, I think that the Wakanda edition Marvel's Avengers looks really cool. It's just a shame that it's taken so long to get it to this point. They still haven't even dropped Spider-Man in the game yet, and that was Zeke's character.
Really?
PlayStation. Yeah, they still don't have it.
Dang.
I've not played the Marvel game. I just thought,
Anybody in the chat bought a PlayStation just so they could play Spider-Man and Avengers?
No comment.
Graphic God did.
No comment. No, I didn't get it just for that. I got it from Miles Morales. But yes, I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. So I got Marvel's Avengers on both platforms. I got it on Series X and I got it on PlayStation. But I kind of wanted to support Marvel, hoping that, you know, they eventually keep making games get better. I enjoyed the single player version of Marvel's Avengers. I thought it was fantastic, but the multiplayer, I mean, got to be honest with myself now, it's months past. You know, I used to say it was 10 out of 10, but obviously I can't hold that 10 out of 10 weight anymore. It's gone down the tube. The online multiplayer. So, I mean, it is what it is, and I just hope that they change their ideas.
Now the game I am looking for is Gotham Knights. I want that to come out.
Yes.
Red Hood, man. Finally, you know, the Arkham Knight, playing that little DLC as Red Hood really got my cravings for that character, and Red Hood would be an amazing live action character. I don't know how many times I have to say that.
Who's making Gotham Knights again? Was it Warner Brothers, isn't it?
Yes.
And yes. Rocksteady are doing the other one. Are they not?
I'm not sure. But yeah.
Sorry. Go on.
But yeah, I mean to finally have. You know, that's. I think this is also kind of. I know they had to delay it, but this is also kind of a test, probably, to see what. No, WB Montreal is doing the game. They, you know, just to see, like, maybe out there to see, like, what what's the fanfare and all that stuff on these characters. Cause you know, Batgirl, Robin, Nightwing, Red Hood. So, I mean, it's just, that's the game I'm looking forward to. I'm more of a DC guy anyway. So, but yeah, I'll probably still play, Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, just to try it out.
I think what made Guardians of the Galaxy so great for many of us recently is probably the movies and the soundtracks. I don't know how they're going to incorporate those soundtracks into that game.
Yeah, right. And
because that the soundtracks, right? It definitely made the movies relevant for us. And I wonder how they're going to implement that into the game.
Yeah, I think soundtrack really added a lot of epic feel moments.
Absolutely. From start to finish. I mean, I bought the LP just because of how great those songs were.
And we'll see how many copyright strikes people get when they stream it.
Yeah, they're going to have one of those special modes on there. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
See, Blue Arrow in the chat said they should keep Gotham Knights as a single-player experience like Arkham games. However, Warner Brothers didn't do the Arkham games. They did a spin-off. It was, who was it? Rocksteady that did the Arkham games. And they're doing the Suicide Squad. So why would Warner Brothers need to do a single player game like the Gotham series, like Gotham Knights and stuff? It's nothing to do with the Arkham games, is it? It's a completely different studio doing an Arkham type game.
And it's a premise on the Court of Owls.
Yeah.
Storyline. So it's definitely a different storyline than what the Arkham games were all about anyway. Mm-hmm. So, from what it looks like it's going to be choose your character and play the game. Like it's not going to like have all these characters, you know, like going around you from spot to spot. I just feel like that's what it's going to be like. And then obviously it looks like from the last trailer the gameplay trailer that they showed, it looks like you could co-op this with anybody. So I mean, it'll be fun, you know, campaign co-op. So I mean, you're all doing a storyline anyway, so it'll be fun.
I was just throwing that little thing out there. That's all.
Before we wrap up, I know it's probably getting late over there in the land of the UK. What's that favorite dollar store over there?
Oh, man.
Yes! I love that place, and I haven't even been there yet.
I always want to say I want to take you down to Pound Town or Funky Town. Never want to say Poundland.
Yeah.
Pause.
Well, Infinite, where can we find you?
Other than here on Thursdays, catch me Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Retro Renegades. Had your kids, had your wife, put your earphones on, because definitely not PC, I tell you that much.
That's true. Can we find you?
The best place to find me is actually on Twitter at @animated_evil. I am part of quite a few projects, including 4GQ TV, which I am absolutely honored to be a part of, but also the Flemish Experience, Midweek Gaming, and other things. Of course, I also co-host a community game night. If you want to join in, again, hit me up on Twitter, @animated_evil. You'll see all the details there. Thank you. Thank you for having me today, clowns, as always, and the panel, the chat. You're all awesome.
Cool. Glad you can make it tonight. Well, I know your schedule sometimes is a little hectic. So happy that you're here with us talking games. And Mama, same for you. But where can we find you?
Okay. You can find me over Twitter at @MamaRocks. And you can also now find me over at Twitter at Season Gaming on their account. Also on our website, seasongaming.com.
And why is that? What news are you telling us?
The community manager.
Why can we find you at Season Gaming?
Say it again.
Is that the community manager?
There you go. You're the community manager now, right?
Boom. Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Absolutely. Really. Congrats.
Yeah, well deserved, definitely. I'm sure.
Well deserved.
Hulk of Chicago, where can we find you?
You can find me at Midway 8 Monster on Twitter, for GQ TV on Thursdays at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time, 12:30 British Time. Really fun. Glad we got to catch this one. And I felt a little preachy today, guys, so bear with me. Thanks, chat, for coming out. Looked like we had over 100 in the chat at one point, which was nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, subscribe, share it out, guys. Really appreciate the support. And for Season Gaming, I listen to their podcasts and their his industry perspectives. Really, really fun, fascinating stuff. Guy is Ainsley is really down to earth, really good guy. Definitely enjoy his content and interacted, you know, on Twitter a few times with him and Cognito and stuff, and really good guy. And Ainsley, if you're watching this, you got a good one in that Mama Rock says your community manager. It's something that she's been wanting to do for quite some time, so she is definitely going to give her 100% and not steer you wrong in any way. Thanks for the show, guys. Can't wait to be back next week. And see you on the Xbox streets, yo.
Xbox streets. I gotta find that. I gotta find that.
Great.
Suit. I gotta get Graphic Guy to put that on a shirt.
Yeah. find you on the Xbox streets.
How big is that download? The Xbox streets is how big is the download? Because I'm struggling with space with my Series S.
Is that a big
download?
I don't know about you guys, but after E3 presentation, I ordered an expansion card. I was like, yeah, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah. I got an S, so that expansion card was required right away. So, but that download it is really going to be about Call of Duty size, Warzone size.
Yeesh. No, I won't be seeing you on the Xbox streets. No, not with a download that big, brother. No.
So, before I get out of here, I got some decent news to give out to the chat if you're still listening, if you didn't leave yet. So we have a big interview coming up on June 28th. We finally got the date scheduled. It's been in the works for a long time. With somebody from Marvel, works in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He worked on Guardians of the Galaxy CGI, the Baby Groot. He actually invented Baby Groot cinematically. It's Anthony DeFrancisco. He's coming on June 28th. It's going to be 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central when we do the interview. We haven't decided if it's going to be a live interview yet. It all depends how he feels. So, other news. I met Bing Chen from Kevin Smith's AMC Comic Book Men. We hit it off. Got along great. And we're working out a time to interview him as well. So that's going to be happening. I did 3 interviews for E3. I'm uploading those to the channel. Dreamscaper, Toramon, Cat Cafe Manager. And I still have some others for E3 that I'm setting up interviews with. And trying to think. I know there's something else that's pretty big and I'm forgetting it. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting it. But check out the interview we did recently with Laura for this short film, Laura. We hope to see that in production with Carrie Ann Hunt, Stephen Hancock, and Russell. Very cool crew. And until next time, everybody.
And you are forgetting one thing, Clowns.
Uh-oh. I knew I forgot something.
You are forgetting one thing. All these interviews are on 4GQ TV and
yes, it's exclusive.
Yes. Same. I like that. Definitely. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we got a lot more interviews coming up. We got Terry Mayo. I got to get back with Richard Garriott. I know that Infinite's been looking forward to that one. Absolutely. Yeah. He now with Richard Garriott. Some of you may have heard the interview was scheduled, and it's like pending. The guy is a very nice guy, philanthropist. He goes deep sea, ocean, submarining a lot. So sometimes it's hard to catch him when he's on land, but we are working that out. So it's a true story too. Infinite could tell you a lot more. The guy has been to space and back. He's a phenomenal guy, very intelligent. And yeah, so with that being said, thank you, Sarah Vaughn, for saying it's exclusive.
And yes, it's exclusive.
See you guys next time.
Love you all. Thank you very much.
Everyone have a wonderful night. Be safe.